last time we started discussing the Gemara in Daf Dalet, Machlokas Abayin Rava, about Diras Rucham. The Gemara says, what happens if you have a Sukkah Gavoa, Yud Tvachim, Hutzin Yardin, Lesoch Yud? We had talked about Sukkah Lamala Me'esim Amma, and Hutzin Yardin, Lesoch Hav. So now the Gemara discusses the next similar case. If you have a Sukkah, we know the minimum shear for the height of a Sukkah is 10 Tvachim. So what happens if you have a Sukkah that is 10 Tvachim, but there are Hutzin, there are little twigs and branches that are going into the 10 Tvachim. So what's the din? Abaya thought that if Chamosim Ruba Mitzilasim, then it's Ksheira. And Rava says, no, even if Chamosim Ruba Mitzilasim, it's Psula. And here there's a difference between this case and the previous one. Previously we said that if it's Lamala Me'esimam and the Hutzim Ayard Masochav, so if it's Chamosim Ruba Mitzilasim, Kulayama Modu. Everyone agrees that we discount them. It's Kamad Lesnu, doesn't exist at all. It's not going to help us at all. But here, Rava says that it's going to hurt us. The Hutzim are going to hurt us even if Chamosim is Meruba Mitzilasim. Why? Because it's a Diras Sucha. Diras Sucha, it's a cramped Dira, Vein Adam Dar B'Diras Sucha. So here, whether Chamosim Meruba Mitzilasim or Tzilasim Meruba Mechamosim, the Hutzim are going to be Memayit in the Gova of Yud Tvachim, and they're going to pass the Sukkah. That's what the Gemara says. So it's interesting. It sounds like if you have a shear of Yud Tvachim in the Gova HaSukkah, if you have something jutting down from the Gova, then it's going to pass all the Sukkah. It's not always true. The Gemara in Daf Yud talks about a case where you have a Sukkah that's 10 Tvachim. Gemara doesn't explicitly talk about a Sukkah of 10 Tvachim, but Rashi, in interpreting the Gemara, says that it applies to such a case. That if you have a Sukkah that's 10 Tvachim tall, and you have something jutting down into the 10 Tvachim, then it's not going to pass all the Sukkah. What's that case? None, right? If you have decorations that are jutting down, that are hanging down from the schach, are they memayit in the sukkah or not? So the Gemara in the Yud Amud Beis says that they're not memayit in the gova sukkah, but they are memayit minatzat. So they are memayit for the shear of zayin al zayin tfachim in width and length, but they're not memayit in the shear lamala. So they're not going to work to be machshir sukkah lamala me esim amma, to make it less than esim. And they're not going to passel the sukkah of 10 tfachim to make it less than 10 tfachim. Right? They're different. Sometimes things that hang down make it better, and sometimes make it worse. So the fact that they're not going to make the sukkah lamal me'esim better, that makes a lot of sense, because they're not schach anyway. So they can't be mamayit the gova less than 20. But why can't they passel the sukkah that's 10 tfachim? They should be mamayit that sukkah and make it less than 10 tfachim. Stachadira sukkah. So that's Tosis kasha. Tosis there is. What's the difference between the case of Noi and Hutzin Yod and Lesoch Yod, that we are pasl, that paslin on Le'el, we do pasl? It says the Tosis is very different. Hutzin Yod and Lesoch Yod, we pasl because that's a Dira Sucha. But Shani Hocha, the Noi Asuya, Noi is not Memaid in the Gova Asuka to make it less than 10 Fachim because it's also Le'Noi. And Noi is different, it's not the same as Hutzin. So we were troubled with this. We said, what's the difference? Maishna Noi from Hutzin. So we said, to answer that kasha, we really have to go back to our sugya and figure out why the hutzim are going to be memayit in the gova of Yud Tvachim. How are they going to pass the sukkah? Why should that be true? So we said, the Ritva explains that you need a halal of 10 tvachim, at least 10 tvachim in a sukkah. That's ponui mischach, ponui from everything. It's a halacha that the sukkah has to have a minimum halal, a minimum airspace of 10 tvachim. Rava holds dira srucha lo havi dira, right? Ein adam dar b'dira srucha. So if you have hutzin yard and lesoch asar tvachim, it's not going to help you because it's still, it's not going to. We can't discount the hutzin. Not that it's not going to help you or hurt you. Even if the chamosim ruba mitzilasim, we can't say command the less nu dummy. Abaye wanted to say it's command the less nu dummy. Right? Even if chamosim ruba mitzilasim, they don't have a shir schach. They don't have to have a din schach. They can be memayit in the shear of yud, as long as they're substantive. But if they're chamosim ruba mitzilasa, then they're not substantive. It's command lesnu. They're not going to be memayit the halal. But says the Ritva, what's the problem? If the hutzim matzilasim ruba, Rava says even if they're chamosim ruba mitzilasa, they are memayit in the halal. Why? Because the halal is not ponim mischach. Rava says I need a dira. And if it's not ponui from other substances, I don't have an airspace to use, so then that's not considered a sukkah. As we explained, the Ritva is learning, I need a halal of Yud Tvachim, because I have to have a makom that's roi for hishtamshus in the sukkah. The sukkah has to be roi for hishtamshus, for achila, for shesiyah, for sheina. You have to be able to use the sukkah. And I need a minimum shear so I can have a good usage. That means it has to be zayin al zayin width and length. Right? Zayin al zayin. And it also has to be a gova of at least Yud Tvachim. Zokter Ritva, if I have Hutz and Yard and Lesoch, it doesn't matter, even if it's Chamas and Ruva Mitzilasa, and that Alpidin is Kamandalesnu. Alpidin is Kamandalesnu, but the fact is, it's still taking away from the Mokum of the Hishtamshus of the Sukkah. So Zokter Ritva, that doesn't work. So we suggested what the Ritva might learn in the Gemara and Daf Yud is that Noi is not a problem, because Noi is part of the Hishtamshus of the Sukkah. You want the noi there. You want the decoration there. It makes the sukkah more beautiful. It makes your dira more pleasant. So even though the noi is encroaching a little bit on the height of the sukkah, you're not going to have the full 10 tefachim. But that doesn't bother you. If the noi is coming min atzad, it will be mamai the sukkah. Why? Because you need at least zayin al zayin to be able to sit there. You need rosh of aruba v'shulchana. So if the noi is coming min atzad, it's going to be mamai in the sukkah. Because then you don't have the hishtamshus in the sukkah. But if it's memayed in the gova, that's not a problem, because that doesn't prevent you from using the sukkah. So it's going to hang a little bit and poke you in the face, but it's beautiful. So because it's beautiful, it doesn't bother you. It's beautiful. You enjoy seeing beautiful things. So even though it's encroaching a little bit, it doesn't matter. That's what the Ritva says on Daf Yud. He explains on Daf Dalid what the problem with Hutzim is, that you need the Chalal Ponim Eschach. And then on Daf Yud, he explains why Noy is not a problem. Why is noi not a problem? Zokter Ritva. Let's see. Noi sukkah ein mematin besukkah perish b'she'ein b'chalol el asara afilo tzilasim ruv mechamasim the b'tili gabor came and the havu noi and didam. They're bottle to the sukkah, they're bottle to the schach because they're noi sukkah. U'minatzad memayi dahash tevadeh memati tashmishto u'mashvu ladir esarai. U'minatzad they are memayi because they're taking away the tashmish. I understand, they're taking away Tashmish Asuka only Minatzad and not Lamala? Yeah, the Ritva assumes that they're bottle to the Schach, they're Noi, they're not taking away the Tashmish Lamala because it doesn't really bother you that much. Fakir, the fact that they're Noi and they're beautiful, that takes away from the Dirasurcha Shiva, takes away from the fact that it's encroaching a little bit on your space. It's Noi, it's beautiful, so you don't care as much about it. Minatzad, that you can't say that noi is not significant min atzad. It is significant min atzad because it takes away mokom of hishtamshus. You need a mokom for rosh of ruba v'shachado lamala. You can fit in there, right? If a person is sitting in a sukkah, so the noi is not going to prevent him from being mishtamish in the sukkah if it's coming down from above. So since it's not going to encroach on his ability to be mishtamesh, it's not memayid in the Govah Sukkah. That's how the Ritva looks. The Meiri seems to learn differently. The Meiri on the field. Meiri on the field explains a little bit differently than the Ritva. Why is the Noi not going to be memayid in the Govah Sukkah? Not the Meiri. It's hard to find this Meiri, because in the Kovetz they have Yudam and Aleph, and then they have Yud Aleph and Aleph, and then suddenly they go to Yudam and Beis. I'm not sure. So it's Shalobim Koma. I don't know exactly how this happened, but you can find it. Noi Hasukah Hayardim Latoch Hasara Ein Mematin, says the Meiri, Shehanoi Shalohem Mafkia Shem Dira Sucha Mehem. It's a brisk gevort. The Noi is Mafkia the Shem Dira Sucha. What does that mean? But isn't it Mamayit in the Tashmish? What does that mean? The noy is mafkia the shame dira srucha. What is the Meiri saying? It should have been a dira srucha because the noy is sticking down from the top of the sukkah and it's mamayid in the shir of Yutvachim. But no, noy is mafkia the shame dira srucha. It's not the loshen of the Ritva that the noy is botel to the schach. Right? It's not memayit the tashmish. That's not what he's saying. He says the noy is mafkia the shem diras rucha. What does the Meiri mean? So you got to go back to the Meiri on Daf Dalet and see how he learned that was sugya. You put the two pieces in the Meiri together. Then it's miksha achas. Meiri on Daf Dalet says ha'isa gevah asara v'hutzim yardim l'soch asara. Afo pishek shataroes aschak kenoto v'ahutzim nisharim chemas hasuka meruva v'nimtzah shahutzim kemisha'ena. Rava says against Abai, even if Chamasim Ruv Mitzilasam, so if the Chamasim Ruv Mitzilasam and the Hutzim it's Kamishainam, Alpidin it's Kamad, the last one is if they don't exist, no. But that's still going to be a problem, says Rava. Aval became Psula, the Sukkah is still Psula. Psula, note, the Lashon of the Meir is Psula, sounds like even B'dievet it's possible. We're going to get back to that in Mitzishan, maybe not today, but that's a very important point. The Meir holds that according to Rava, if the Hutzim are coming down into Ten Tefachim, the Sukkah is Psula, not just the Din L'Chatchila, but it's Psula even B'dievet. Keep that in your back pocket, we'll get back to it. Says the Meir, it's still possible. Why? Shadira Sruchahi. Shadira Sruchahi. V'chol she'en b'sukkah zu dira shelo b'tachas ha'hutzim b'shir shiva tfachim psula. If you don't have a dira underneath those hutzim, underneath the schach, whatever's hanging down, you don't have a dira of yud tfachim tol in 7x7, it's possible. Why? We're waiting for the major yisod, he's going to tell us. Shari ha'hutzim tofchin al ponov u'mitzarim osa ad kan devar. The hutzim are tofchim al ponov, they're poking. You know, every time he like looks, he gets a hutzim in his head. He gets hutzim in his face. So the tofchim upon him, they're hitting him on the face, and they're mitzayer him. What's the Meir saying? The hutzim are going to be memayit in the tashmish of the sukkah? Does the Meir hold that the problem is I need a halal ponui of yud tfachim? I need a mokum to be able to be mishtamish in the sukkah? That's not, it doesn't say that. What is it? What's the problem?
It's annoying.
Mitzayer. The Meiri seems to be learning that the problem of Dira Srucha here, if the Hutzim are poking down, is that this is a Dira Sheltzah. A Dira Sheltzah does haste nish Dira. It's not called a Dira. A Dira Sheltzah is not a Dira. It's not that you don't have a Mokum to be Mishtamish. That's not the issue. The issue is it's a Dira of Tzah. Ah, if it's a Dira of Tzah, then we understand why Noi is not a problem. Because Noi is Memait the shame Dira Srucha. Why? The Noi is not a tsar. The Noi is not a tsar. He enjoys the Noi. Hutzim are poking him. That's not beautiful. It's just, you know, you need schach in your sukkah, but if some of the schach is poking down, that's mitzayer. The Meiri will learn that Noi is not a problem because it's not mitzayer the gavri. It's not mitzayer him. That's not called the dirasrucha. That's what he meant on Daf Yud when he said that Noi is mevatel the shame dirasrucha. The problem of dirasrucha, Meiri learns, is that it's a dira shel tsar. Not that it's a dira sukha, it's a cramped dira, it's not roy le hishtamshus. A different pshat. It's not that it's not roy for the hishtamshus, it's that it's a dira shel tsar. So once it's a, if that's the problem, dira shel tsar, then we understand bepshuto. We understand simply why noy is not a problem, because it's not called tsar. It's not called tsar. It's not that the noy is bottled to the schach, and it's part of the hishtamshus of the sukkah. You're using the noy as part of the hishtamshus of the sukkah. No, it's not that it's part of the Hishtamshus of the Sukkah. It's that it's not a Dira Shel Tzar because you don't care about it since it's beautiful. It's not a Dira Shel Tzar. It's not making you feel B'Tzar. So once it's not making you feel B'Tzar, then it's not going to be a problem. Yes?
You use the Lashon of like Mafkia though. So is it like it's still sort of poking it in the way? Since it's beautiful, we don't allow it to be a Dira Srucha? Like,
no, you, not that we don't allow it. You don't consider it a Dira Srucha. Right. Exactly, Zach. Right. You don't consider it a Dira Srucha because it's not Mitzayer you.
But it's almost like the hobby is that it should, like, it starts that way, and then because of the noise, it's Mafkia. Like, where does that come in? I would have thought it's infringing.
You would have thought that anything that's hanging down, by definition, is mitzayer you. Because it cramps your living space. It's poking at you. Kamash v'lanoi is beautiful. You want it to be there. Right? I mean, the noi you put up there. You put it there. You see, hutzin yarda means it's just the way that the schach was put up. The way the schach was put up, it's poking through. But the noi you put there, so obviously you want it there.
I see the chalak. I guess my question is only on the lashon of mafkia. Like, why?
You don't like the brisker lashon. Okay, we'll take brisk out.
I see the chalak very well. Is it that it's almost like it's starting to be in the way? It's still in your way because taka is below 10 tefachim, so it's hitting you. But you put it there to enhance it. So, you know, if it wasn't something nice, it would still be dira srucha. Right. Because it's nice.
I think that's what mafkia dira srucha means. Right. He's defining dira srucha as a dira shel tzar. So the noi, since it's beautiful, and maybe even not just that it's beautiful, but you put it up there, you can't call that a dira shel tzar. It doesn't make sense, because you're the one who introduced the noi into the sukkah.
I think this also works well with how the Meiri ends on yud.
Yeah, what did he say?
Because when he's explaining why it's so from the side, Right, is Mamai on the side?
Yeah.
It's a Shamay Akshav Ino Ru'uya Lisha Bakbal. So he's saying his soul for by Noi, you know, that's exactly what Rebbe's trying to say for the Mi'iri by Yehutin.
That it's not, again, it's not Roy Lisha Bakbal, and therefore what? Then it is defined as a Dir Shel Tzar, you're saying.
Right.
Then it is defined as Dir Shel Tzar. Not because it's not Roy Fish Tamshi. See, that line of the Mi'iri gets us a little confused. Because it sounds like the Me'iri is saying Minatzad, it's going to be Memayit, because it's any Roi Elisha Baklal. What does that mean? It's not Roi for Shtamshas? No, no, no. It means that if you can't sit there, but the problem is he put the Noi there. He put the Noi Minatzad. No, no, no. He put the Noi on top. You don't hang, you're saying he hung the Noi on the wall, and it's Memayit? Probably not. It probably means that he hung it from the ceiling, but it's hanging down. You know that those kinds of decorations. It's hanging down, and now you don't have Zion al Zion. So it's almost like he put the Noi Debetos. He's not going to be able to eat. He doesn't have room to sit here now. Right? The room of Rosh Aruba B'Shechon, he's not going to have. So even though he did put it there, the Me'iri is learning, there will be a Dira Sucha. It's not Mafkiya the Dira Sucha. Why? Because he will be Betzar. He will be Betzar, because the reality is he can't function properly. If it's hanging down from the ceiling, he can function, and because he put it there, that's not a Dira Shel Tzar. But if it's coming min atzad, that'd still be a Dira Shel Tzar. Eliyahu.
Just
in
CS, what's the case where it's coming from the top and not, if I know something from the top and not going to the awesome?
If it's Noi. Right, let's say I have a sukkah that's, I don't know, it's Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. So definitely in width and length, I have plenty of room, there's no problem. But the problem is, it's very short. It's only 10 fachim. 10 fachim is approximately 3 feet. I put a yardstick up. It's pretty short, right? I guess you can sit there. Right? I mean, I'm not going to do it for you, but you can sit in that height. Yeah.
I think between the tzad and mala, it's just how wide the sukkah is.
Minatzad means that you're not going to have Zion al Zion with that noise. It's not that it's coming out on that side. It could be coming out on that side, but the other way is it could be hanging down. It's hanging down in a way that now you're not going to have Zion al Zion Tochim. It could be either way. But the point is, if you're not going to have Zion al Zion Tochim, it's a problem. If it's hanging down, you're not going to have the height of 10 Tochim, that's not a problem. Okay? Yeah.
So the Rebbe disagrees and says that when it's hanging, giving the mala, it is affecting your Tochim, whereas...
No, everyone agrees with the din. It's going to be memayit and atzad, but not milamala. The question is why not? Is the pshat that you're not memayit in the tashmish of the sukkah milamala because you can still use the sukkah, and the noi is part of the tashmish of the sukkah? You want decorations to make it nice in the sukkah, or is the pshat that it's not mitzayir you? And if it's not mitzayir, it's not called the diras shrucha. But that's only if it's coming from the top. Yes.
From what I understood, I thought, and a similar question Elliot had, and I was thinking that. When it's on the side, it is closing that space for you. But for example, if it's hanging, it could be possibly like similar to our sukkahs, they hang over the table. So it wouldn't be affecting, it would be poking you in the head, but it wouldn't be making that space around you smaller. It wouldn't be affecting that. The shulchan's still there, just in the same space where the shulchan is, the decoration's hanging. While from the side, it's closing in the space.
That's you're saying if I have my shulchan of a tefach, my shulchan of a tefach, I can have noi hanging down from the shulchan. So even though it's gonna be mamayit on top of the shulchan, it's gonna make the space less. But you can eat that, right?
But if it's on the side,
it can work. It can work. It still is. It's still.
Also, that doesn't make sense. It's poking you in the head because it's right from the shulchan.
So it's poking you in the head, but again, the noi is not a problem for you. You don't care about that because it's nice. Okay, one final point, Josh. Yeah.
I guess it's like two small things, but number one, what if? Saying theoretically, is it an objective dinner? What if somebody, anytime, it doesn't matter if it's hutzah?
If you feel it's a diras rucha,
right,
so if you feel it, so that's interesting. We're going to get to that. The question that you're really raising is, what's the problem with diras rucha? I don't want to spill all the beans right now, but think about it. We keep on talking about halachas in the chefetz shel sukkah, in the binyan sukkah, and halachas in the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, right? So that's what we have to ask ourselves. Maybe we'll deal with this tomorrow, right? What's the din of Dira Srucha over here? Is Dira Srucha a pagam in the mitzvah yeshivas gavra? Or is it a pagam in the actual chefetz shel sukkah? We're going to have to get to that. It might relate to many issues, but we're not going to get to that here. So the simple answer to your question is that if you don't like it, no matter what the halacha, you know, it doesn't matter what you think the Gemara is saying, but the fact is, if you don't like it and you're mitztayer from it, we know that mitztayer is patur min hasukkah. So it could be for you, subjectively, maybe you can't be yotzei in this sukkah. If you really are mitztayer, maybe you're not going to be yotzei in this sukkah, but we'll see. We're going to get to that.
You hung up the decorations, in a sense.
Well, you hung up the decorations, but if now you walk into the sukkah and you're saying, look, I have no other sukkah, but I can't stand this. You know, it's impossible. So if you made a mistake, you hung up the decorations, but you're so bizarre that, you know, you're sitting there in the sukkah, your wife is sitting outside the sukkah, she doesn't have to be, you know, Zion al Zion is enough for one person, not enough for two people. But she doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. She's sitting outside the sukkah. And you keep on saying, oh, I can't stand this. I shouldn't be in the sukkah. It's so if you're mitztayer, so you're potter from sitting in that sukkah. Go find a different sukkah. But that might not be a din in the cheftza shel sukkah, in the actual binyan. It could be a din that your mitzvah, that you can't fulfill the mitzvah in this sukkah, even though technically this sukkah might be kosher for someone else. Okay. So we paskin like Rava in the sugya that if chutzim are coming down, right? Even if the chamsa meruba mitzilasa, and they should be alpidin kemandal esnu, but it's still called the dirasurcha ve'en adam dar b'dirasurcha. So it sounds like the reason why the sugya is psula is because of dirasurcha, right? If I were to ask you read the first mission in sukkah dav beis, and it says that she'en agavah asar atvachim the sugya is psula. What's the reason? So you'd say the reason is dirasurcha, right? Dirasurcha lav dirin. So Frekta Pnei Yoshua and a whole group of Achronim, if you learn a little bit more Gemara, you realize that that's not the source of why a sukkah that's not ten tefachim is psula. It's not based on a svara, it's based on psukim. This is a Gemara in Daf Dalet Amid Beis. That we're not going to get to the whole Gemara. It's a lot of drushes back and forth. It's very interesting, I got it, but we're not going to get to the whole thing. But let's just do the basic sukkah. What is the source that Eina Gevah Asara Tefachim is psula? This is a Gemara Daf Dalet Amid Beis. V'she'ena Gemara Sar Tvachim Enolan Idmar. Rav v'Rav Chanina v'Rav Yochanan. These three Amoraim all said the same thing. V'Rav Chaviva Masnu B'kula Seidemoy Kolki Agavna Kolki Aizuga Chalufi Rav Yochanan Uma'ayli Rav Yonasan. Whenever these three, this was a three-way chavrusa. You know, normally we only have a two-way chavrusa, but right. So these were three Amoraim who got together and made a statement. And Rav Chaviva said that in Seidemoy, whenever you have these three Amoraim, take Rav Yochanan out and put put Rabbi Yonason in. Okay? So either it's Rav Chanina of Rabbi Yonason or Rav Chanina of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. What is the statement? Oron Tisha v'kapores tefach hare kan asar. How do we know that Eina Gevor Asar Tvachim is Psula? Because the Oron in the Mishkan was Tisha Tvachim Tuol. It was Amasai v'chetzi Arko v'ama v'chetzi Rako v'ama v'chetzi Kamoso. What's an Amma v'chetzi? An Amma is six Tvachim, Poshup Shat. The Am of Kalim, we'll see, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, but the Am of Kalim, we assume, is six Tvachim. Six Tvachim. Am of Achetz is going to be nine Tvachim. So, Aron Tisha, nine Tvachim in height. Aron Tisha, the Kaporis, Tefach. The Kaporis is a Tefach. How do you know the Kaporis is a Tefach? The Gemara has a whole discussion. How do you know that? Maybe learn from the Shulchan or from something else, but the Kaporis is a Tefach. Let's assume the Kaporis was a Tefach. In thickness. Thickness of gold. It was a tefach. It was quite heavy. Right? The kaporis was a tefach. So that's asara. Between the aron and the kaporis, you have asara. Ksiv, v'no'adati l'chasham v'dibarati t'chami al kaporis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe that he's going to speak to him from the kaporis. V'tanya, Rav Yossi Yomer, me'olam lo yorda shechina l'mata, v'lo olam Moshe ve'lio l'amor. The shechina never came down l'mata me'asara. That's what Rav Yossi says. The shechina doesn't come down l'mata me'asara. No, just said this yesterday in Halakh. Right? And so the Gemara asks, well, Yarda Shechina Lamata, but by Maimar Arsinai, Vahaksiv, Vayir Hashem al Harsinai, Lamala me Asar Tvam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Harsinai, Kavayochol. You don't really understand what that means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a physical entity, but came down to Harsinai, said the Gemara, but it was above 10 Tvachim. He doesn't come down to 10 Tvachim. And the Gemara asks, more cautious, okay, but that's basically the point that the Shechina doesn't come down l'mata me'asara, says Rashi, Tap Rashi on Hey Aleph, who kroksiv the al kaporis yarad. If the Shechina came down to the kaporis, but yet it doesn't come down to the world l'mata me'asara, shmamina l'mala me'asara mifsika reshusa. Sounds like above 10 tefachim is a different reshus. So the Shechina can come there, but can't come lamata me'asara. So lamata me'asara is a different rishus. So 10 tefachim is one rishus, lamala me'asara is a different rishus. So that's how you see that the minimum rishus, the minimum shear of a mechitza is 10 tefachim. Because the shechina is not going to come down into that rishus of 10 tefachim. So 10 tefachim is that minimum shear. That's what the Gemara says. And then there's a lot of back and forth in the Gemara about the kaporis, and about the shechina, and Moshe, and Elio. Okay. Moving to Hey Amid Beis. The Gemara develops a little bit further. You should try to be mashlim this yourself. It's a beautiful agarata, but it's not relevant for Sukkah, so we're not going to spend too much time on this. But the basic yesod of what's the reason that a Sukkah that's not gevoah 10 tefachim is possible, that we need. We need that for Sukkah. So sometimes you can learn a full agarata, but then you got to streamline. You can't focus on every detail, when you're learning Iyun. So comes the Gemara, the famous basis says like this: Mimai de chalola asara bar mischacha. Okay, you've proven to me that 9 plus 1, the Aron plus the Kapores, that's a Rishus b'fnei Atzmo. 10 Tvachim is a Rishus b'fnei Atzmo. But how do you know when it comes to Sukkah that the Chalal is asara, that the airspace, that the Dauphin is asara, without the Schacha? Ema bahade Schacha, maybe that's including the Schacha. Maybe Taka the Dauphin only has to be 9 Tvachim, and then the Schach is a Tefach. The kaporis is a tefach on top of the aron. So why do you have to say that it's 10 tefachim in the dolphin? The Gemara says in a chanami, maybe the source of 10 tefachim in the sukkah is not learned from the aron and kaporis. Maybe it's learned from a different source. Elami beis olamim gama. Maybe it's learned from the beis hamikdash. Dechziva habayasa shebana mel shlomo lashem shishim ama arkov esim rapo shloshim ama kamasa. The pasuk in sefer Melachim says that Shlomo Hamelach's beis hamikdash was 60 amas in length, 20 amas in width, 30 amas in height. Okay, the key for us is the 30 amas height shear. Uksiv koma sakruv ha'echad, eser ba'ama. Pasuk says that the height of a kruv in the Beis HaMikdash was 10 amas tall. The kruvim in the Mishkan were not 10 amas tall. 10 amas is quite a height, right? Talking about a minimum of 30 feet, between 30 and 40 feet. That's what they were, right? So the height of the kruv in the Beis HaMikdash was 10 amas. V'chein ha'kruv ha'sheni. V'tanya, and the Baisa says, Me'am atzina b'veis ha'olam. And what do we find in the Beis ha'olam? In the Beis ha'migdash, Kruvim b'shlish ha'bayis ein omdim. The Kruvim would stand in a third of the height of the Beis ha'migdash. The height of the Beis ha'migdash was 30 amos. The Kruvim were 10 amos. They were a third of the height of the Beis ha'migdash. Mishkanami, Kruvim b'shlish ha'bayis ein omdim. The Kruvim would stand at the Shlish Abayis, meaning the top of the Kruvim were a third of the height of the Mishkan. Just like they were a third of the height of the Beis HaMikdash, their heads, right, the top of the Kruvim, or the Knafayim, the wings, were at the top of a third of the height of the Mishkan. So let's do the Cheshbin, says the Gemara. Where are we? Mishkan kamahavi, how tall was the Mishkan? Eser amos, the chsiv eser amos orech hakoresh, the crushing was 10 amos tall, so the Mishkan was 10 amos in height. Kamahavi lahu shisin pushchi, how much is that? How much is 10 amos? Shisin pushchi, where pushchi? Tvachim, it's just an Aramaic for tvachim. 60 tvachim, 6 times 10? Each amos is 6 tvachim, so shisin pushchi is 60 tvachim total. Tal se kama, how much is a third? 20. So dala asara the aron v'kaporis. You got to take away the aron v'kaporis because the kruvim are on top of the kaporis. Poshelahu asara. So if your total is shishim pushchi, and a third is 20 pushchi, right? A third is 20 tvachim, and you got to take away the aron and the kaporis, which is 10 tvachim. So the kruvim must have been 10 tvachim too, right? The kruvim was spreading their wings on top of the kaporis. They were sochich on the kaporis. So don't you see that the schocha has to be lamala me'asara? Because the kruvim were the heads of the kruvim. The heads of the kruvim were 20 tefachim above the ground. And their wings were above that. So it sounds like the schoch is lamala me'asara. Schoch is lamala me'asara, because they themselves are 10 tefachim. So, for the Gemara, mimai the gadfinu ilavei rishayu kaimi. How do you know that the gadfinu, that the wings were on top of the heads? Dilma lahadi rishayu kaimi. Maybe they were equal to the heads, so it was exactly ten tefachim. So the schacha is not above ten tefachim; rather, it is ten tefachim. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov lemalaksiv. It says sochem mechanfeim lemala ala kapor. Sounds like their wings are above the head. So if from the kruvim, from the head of the kruvim to the kapor is going to be ten tefachim, it looks like the schach is above ten tefachim. Frag the Gemara, ve'ema demidli tuva, maybe they're very tall. Maybe they're even taller than ten tefachim. Maybe the wings are even higher than that. Miksiv lamala lamala, doesn't say really lamala, it just says lamala, so it means that the wings are right above the head. So that's your makar, that schach is above ten tefachim. Schach is above ten tefachim. When you have schach, it doesn't mean within ten tefachim, it's above ten tefachim. In fact, the Gemara, Honicha, Rabbi Meir, the Amos, Kol HaAmos Hayu Beinonios, Rabbi Meir says that the Amos in the Mishkan were all Beinonios, the Amos of the Binyan, and the Amos of the Kelim, they were all Beinonios. Ela, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Amos Shal Binyan, Shisha Tvachim, Shal Kelim, Chamisha, Maikal, Amemar. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Amos of Binyan was six Tvachim, that the Amos of the Kelim was five Tvachim, and that's going to throw a monkey wrench into your whole cheshbon. Aron v'kaporas kama havi lehu t'manyo palga. The aron and the kaporas were how much? Well, let's figure it out. The kaporas is a tefach. The aron in height was what? Was an am and a half. So the aron, Rabbi Yehuda holds an am is how much? Five tefachim, not six, right? Five tefachim. A half an am is what? Two and a half tefachim. So the aron was seven and a half tefachim, plus a kaporas of a tefach is eight and a half tefachim. That's t'manyo palga. So the Aron and the Kaparas was what? That was eight and a half. Poshalahu chad sri upalga. You have left over 11 and a half until the top of the Kruvin. E masuka dahavya chad sri upalga. So maybe the sukkah has to be 11 and a half. Now you want to say the schach is above the walls, but you have 11 and a half in the Kruvin between the Kaparas and the wings of the Kruvin. So how do you know that the sukkah is supposed to be 10 tefachim, maybe it has to be 11 and a half. Elal Rabbi Yehuda, Hilchos HaGemirilam. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say that the source for Eina Gevah Asara Psula is not from the Aron V'Kaporis, and it's not from comparing the Beis HaMikdash to the Mishkan and figuring out where the schacha of the wings of the Kruvim were standing. So rather, it's Halachu Moshe Mi'Sinai. There are certain shiurim that are halachal Moshe Mi'Sinai. Halachas of chatzitza halachal Moshe Mi'Sinai, and mechitza is halachal Moshe Mi'Sinai. Rabbi Yehuda holds the sheer asara of a mechitza is halachal Moshe Mi'Sinai. That's what he says. Rabbi Meir is going to learn that mechitza. Well, okay, let's do that part of the sugya too. And the Gemara says, okay, so according to Rabbi Meir, mechitza sasara is learned from the Aron v'Kaporos or from the Beis Hamikdash. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's learned from a halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. Shiura and chatzitza and mechitza and halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. What's Rabbi Meir going to do with the halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai? Right at the end, it says, Rabbi Meir, Maika Lameimar, what are you going to say? What's mechitza coming to teach me? Rabbi Meir holds, I don't need mechitza to teach me the gova asara. The halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai of mechitzas teaches me the idea of good. We're going to get to that. Good asik, good achis. We can extend mechitzas. We'll get to the details. Lovud, we know. So we don't need all the, we don't need dofen akuma and good. We'll get to both of those halachas. But lovud, at least we know. Rabbi Meir will say that lovud is one of the halachas of mechitza that halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai teaches me. What emerges from the Gemara once all the dust settles? We have a machlokas tanoim. What the mocker is that if the sukkah is in a gavah asara tefachim, it's going to be psula. Right? Is it from Aron v'Kaporos or from Beis Olamim or is it halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai? Frekta pnei Yeshua, why do I need either mocker? What should be the mocker that if it's in a gavah asara tefachim, it's psula? Shir Srucha, it's a svar. How do I apply? Gival the Gekashim, right? Zog the pnei Yeshua. Maybe you need Sveidinim. Maybe the answer is that you really need both halachas. Why do you need both halachas? Because there are cases where the other din is not going to help you. L'mosha. We know that the shear of Yud Tzvachim applies not only to Sukkah, but even to what? Korah. Okay, let's not say Korah. Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid in Shabbos, right? We know there's Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. Karmelis and a Makom Pluta, different places, right? Let's just keep it simple. Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachim. Rishus HaRabim is a public thoroughfare, right? Some Rishonim hold it. You need Shishim Rebo, 600,000 people going. It has to be Tezayin Amma in width. There are certain rules. Rishus HaYachim is where you have a Makom of 4x4 Tfachim, at least 4x4 Tfachim, with Mechitzos that are Asara Tfachim, Mechitzos that are 10 Tfachim tall. How do I know that you need mechitzos of 10 tefachim tall to make a Rishus HaYachid? How do I know that? Dira Surcha? There's no dira in the Rishus HaYachid. It doesn't have to be a dira. Right? Even if it's not a bias, there's no gag. Right? The point is, it's an area. If there are no mechitzos, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. If someone throws from Rishus HaRabim into that area, let's say someone throws from Rishus HaRabim onto my lawn. There's no fence around my lawn. So he's not going to be chayiv for that. But if there is a fence around the Rishus HaYachid, it's a makom of dalet al dalet, dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim, and it's at least 10 tefachim, the mechitza of 10 tefachim tall that surrounds it. Question whether you need a mechitza on all four sides or three sides, whatever. But if there are mechitzas of asara tefachim, then that's called the Rishus HaYachid, and then you throw from Rishus HaRabim into that makom, you'll be chayiv chatas if you do that on Shabbos. So the halacha of mechitzas asara applies not only to sukkah, where it could be a dira, it applies to Rishus HaYachid as well, in Shabbos. So I need the halacha, I need the mokar, that mechitzas asara, there's a din that a mechitza has to be asara tefachim, I need the mokar from halacha meshmisini, or from the other sources in Psukim, to apply the halacha, even outside the realm of Sukkah. What's more, Zakta Pnei Yeshua, I need it even for within the realm of Sukkah. Why? Because the halacha is that the mechitza, the dofen, doesn't actually have to touch the schach. As long as the dolphin is 10 tefachim tall, ain't srichin liga. We're going to get to that. The dolphin actually doesn't have to touch the schach. It can be below the schach, it's fine. As long as you have schach, let's say the schach is being supported by some other thing. Not being supported by the dolphin or the sukkah. Let's say the schach is being supported by some metal structure or whatever. It's not being supported by the dolphin or the sukkah. But I have a dolphin. I have a dolphin of asar tefachim here. So that's fine. Ain't srichin liga. It doesn't have to touch. So, is this a dira srucha? Let's say I were to have a dofin of only 8 tefachim here. Does that work? I have my schach. I have my dofin. Everything should be great. It's not a dira srucha. Let's say the schach is 5 amos above the ground. It's not a dira srucha. I'm perfectly comfortable here. But it's not a mechitza. Dr. Pnei Yeshua, I need the halacha that a mechitza has to be a sara. Notwithstanding the halacha of the Yisrucha, even without the halacha of the Yisrucha, it has to be asar tefachim. Because there are situations where you won't have a Yisrucha in Sukkah, and it's still possible, because it's not a mechitza of 10 tefachim. So I need the mokar of halacha Moshe Sinai and the Aron the Kaporis and Beis Olam. I need that to teach me the halacha of mechitza asara for Shabbos. And I needed to teach me mechitzas asara even for sukkah, where it won't be a dira sukkah, like this situation where the mechitz is actually not touching the schach. Conversely, the makoros of Aron v'kaporos and halacha Moshe Sinai are not going to be enough for me, because even if I have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, if I have hutzen that are poking into the 10 tefachim, that's going to be a dira sukkah, and that's going to be a psula. So I need both makaros, because there are situations where only one is going to apply and the other one is not going to apply. That's the answer that the Pnei Yeshua gives to this very famous question. If we look at some of the other makaros about the nature of this din of dira sukkah, perhaps tomorrow we'll get to another answer to this question. Okay, we'll stop here, and the Gemara here, and we'll just add a little bit of